catching up with a fellow Big Ten legend, my friend Chick Hernandez, WUSA 9 in Washington, D.C. Do you feel like a Big Ten legend, Maryland guy you are?
No, I don't feel like I've ever been a Big Ten legend. One, because it's still odd to me that Maryland's in the Big Ten. Two, you know, I do play-by-play and been in the Big Ten, but never hire me. So I don't feel like a Big Ten legend. No.
You know, I just can't wait for John Elway to show up at an ACC football championship game as an ACC legend with Stanford. I just can't wait for that. That'll be...
just the travel alone. You know, schools fly on Fridays. You know, they're gonna go cross country on a Friday and then play on a Saturday. And some of these games, these East Coast games, they're not late. They're not late games.
They don't care. The schools don't care.
They don't care.
The checks, as long as the checks clear, the schools don't care. All right, so the Commanders. You're the only time I ever call them the Commanders. By the way, Chick. Whenever I'm talking about them, I still call them the Commandos. But when you're on, I call them the Commanders. That's how much respect I have for you.
I appreciate that because, you know, I have to deal with those guys on a daily basis. And I've been very good about not using the R word to begin with. So
yes,
if you start putting Commandos in my head, then it's just not a good picture for me.
4-5. And coming off, a good win because New England is certainly not a patsy, even though I don't think they're all that great. It's like beating the Jets. Right. If you beat the Jets, you've earned the win, even though in the grand scheme of things, they ain't that good. And by the way, Washington will play the Jets later on in the season. But 4-5, we just get through the trade deadline, and I almost get mixed messages from them. They're looking to the future. But I have to believe they still think they can make the playoffs, no?
Well, I think they certainly think that. But I remember a couple of years ago, Ron Rivera didn't even realize that they were eliminated from the playoffs after a game. So they certainly think it, and that's their modus operandi. But the reality is that they are. You know, that's why Montez Sweat's a Chicago Bear and Chase Young is a San Francisco 49ers. You know, now they got 5 picks in the first 100. They have to start building for the future. And whether that's with Ron Rivera, doubtful or not, that's what the ownership's doing. So, but no, the message to the players is, no, we're still in it. And because the league is the league, they are still in it.
Yeah.
If they... He's historically been really good in the second half of the season, Ron Rivera. So if they make a run, you know, as odd as it seems when it's coming out of my mouth, then they're in the thick of things. And they certainly could. They got to face Dallas another time, the Giants another time. So it's certainly conceivable. And the way that their offense is playing, they're giving themselves a chance.
All right, the offense, Sam Howell, a North Carolina guy. We actually watched him here in Chapel Hill, but he's a native of North Carolina as well. Is the future Sam Howell at quarterback?
It's funny because, you know, as soon as one report comes out and it's, you know, from an outside source who I think it was Diana Rossini who reported, you know, the ownership. Well, we've all said it. We've been saying it for weeks that, and Ron Rivera has flat out said, I think we found the guy. He always finishes with, I really do. So, you know, is he the future? I'd say, why not? I mean, he's the second leading passer in the league. So it's hard to argue the numbers. Yes, he's dropped back the most. He's also attempted the most passes. But he's the second leading passer, which means that they are getting to where they're supposed to go, except for that, you know, late first half pass, they are getting where they're supposed to go. And so, yeah, one, I mean, they've had a myriad of, here's what I like. The dude is standing. We've had a bunch of quarterbacks come in and absolutely get pretzeled in like the first or second game of the season. This dude is the most sacked quarterback in the league, and he hasn't had a hint of coming out of a game. So, yeah, he's the future.
We remember him here. He's a tough kid. You know, it's funny. He had this great passing year, and then the next year he comes back, and all of a sudden he's a great running quarterback. So he's got all the skills. You know, it's where are the deficiencies offensively? Seems to me they need maybe another wide receiver or two, or maybe a better running back than Brian Robinson.
I beg to differ. The deficiencies in that O-line.
Okay.
Although it's gotten better, which I asked the coach. I talk with the coach every Monday, and they made the switch, I think, so last week, and all of a sudden Sam wasn't getting sacked 18 times a game. And I asked him, why did it take so long to use the backups? And he's like, well, you know, he didn't quite have an answer to that because he knew I'd had him. Could they use another wideout? Yeah, I mean, Jahan Dotson, if he catches the ball, he's really good. Terry McLaurin is a beast.
Yeah.
Just an absolute beast. I'm surprised that Sam hasn't gone to his college mate, De'Ami Brown, more.
Me too.
Right? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Byron Pringle came up with a couple, you know, five catches last week. I think their room is okay. Could they use another back? Sure. I think secretly, not so secretly now that I'm saying it, I think Brian Robinson is a little bit nicked up. And I watched him in practice, and he's not quite the full speed. But he's also a gamer, and he's really good, as I found out, a really good locker room guy. He talked to a bunch of the young guys, the Quan Martins, the rookie corner of the world, before this week or before last week, and said, you guys, you know, here's what it takes to be ready to play in the National Football League. And he was in their ear all week, and they remembered it, and they mentioned it in the postgame. So, you know, from a standpoint of B-Rod being on that squad, they could use another back, but they've got to get somebody to protect. I was doing research because I was going to do a little thing on Doug Williams, who had his name forever emblazoned at Grambling State on the field.
Yeah.
And I'm looking through the numbers. And if you remember when Doug came out to Tampa Bay, I mean, he was getting pounded, crushed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked at the numbers and I said, let me see what his most sacked season was. And I'm looking at Sam Howell at the time. So Sam Howell had been sacked 40 times when I looked up Doug Williams. What do you think Doug Williams' most sacked season was? I mean, how many?
30.
It was 23.
Wow. So
23 in a season, and in week 7, Sam Howell had been sacked 40 times. So the kid is tough as nails.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I think he's their leader. But certainly they could use more. And Eric Bieniemy is starting to use Sam Howell the way I think that it's going to work best, and that is to be quick off the out of the gate in the first quarter to get a rhythm going. He needs to get a rhythm, but he makes some throws, Adam, that not a lot of quarterbacks can make. He is threading the needle on these passes. So I think that it's a tremendous upside for Sam. And Bieniemy's still getting his feet under him. He's got to figure out what he's got.
All right, so let me ask you this as we have to say goodbye in a second with Chick Hernandez, WUSA 9 in Washington, D.C., a Big Ten legend. the future of the coaching staff, whether it's Rivera or Bieniemy, what is it with new ownership? This is not the owner that hired everybody. So what is the future?
No, not the little devil. I think the future is that, you know, and it's kind of funny because, you know, Magic Johnson's part of the ownership group, and he's taking the mantle of being the guy that tweets out, and I think he's basically tweeting out what Josh Harris and company are thinking. I think that unless Rivera runs the table, that he will no longer be the coach next year. He's a great guy. I've gotten to know him. He's an average quarterback, a really good leader of men. But an average coach.
Yes.
But a really good leader of men.
He's a terrible quarterback. He's an awful quarterback. I would never want Rivera to be my quarterback.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't either. But you know what? The Commanders have done worse at times. So I think he's not there after the season if they don't make a tremendous run. You know, if they make the playoffs, I just find it hard to believe that Josh Harris and company are going to say, you know what? We're going to change. Having said that, I don't think they make the run. Rivera might move to a front office position.
Mm-hmm.
I think there might be some angling there. And I think you move Eric Bieniemy up. Not that Bieniemy's shown anything.
Right.
But you don't want to retread. You don't want to bring a retread coach in. So, you know, why not give Eric Bieniemy the reins? He came in with a bunch of, you know, hoopla.
Yep.
and let's see what he can do. Like I said, he's beginning to find his way with this offense, and he's tremendous in practice. I mean, everybody, he sees everything. So, nothing gets missed with Bienemy. That's what I think happens, barring a tremendous run by this team.
Chick Hernandez, WUSA 9 Sports, also does play-by-play on CBS Sports Network. He is a man about town and a fellow Big Ten legend. Man, I will talk to you very soon. Tell Sam Howell, because I know you're going to chat with him, tell him that his friends in Raleigh, he doesn't know us at all. Say hi. No, he doesn't.
I will tell him, and I'll tell him that Adam Gold says he'll buy the next burger.
Yeah. I'll get him a barbecue plate.
Perfect. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, Sam Howell's never had a hamburger.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He lived in North Carolina, and he's... Okay.
Yeah, he's never had a hamburger.
Sorry. That's everything's the wrong
only
with
meat,
that.
The only meat he eats is chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to talk.
It's
fine.
Yeah.
But he's never tried it, at least.
That's what he says.
Oh, jeez.
I have no reason to doubt Sam Hell.
So many things. You've never had meatloaf then, or turkey meatloaf. Maybe that's all he's ever had.
Chicken.
Other poultry. Chicken meatloaf.
I wonder what happens on Thanksgiving. That would be a great question. I should have told Chick to ask him that. What happens on Thanksgiving?
Wow. He cooks a chicken instead of a turkey.
I mean, why not? This is small turkey.
I mean, they're pretty much the same.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Right. They're both
foul. Bet if you served... If he served both of them, he wouldn't be able to pick.
Yeah.
Just might. Make him mad. I don't know.
He might.